Now, our first type of smog is called a London smog, from the place in the world that became most notorious for having these sorts of smogs, but it's not peculiar to London at all, and London now doesn't have London smogs. It's moved on to photochemical smogs. The conditions required are coal combustion, because coal then contains a lot of carbon in its formula. If you burn that under low temperature conditions, you produce large amounts of soot, which is your primary pollutant, and carbon monoxide because of partial combustion. So here we're taking our coal, burning with oxygen, we form CO2 and water if we've got a good furnace. If you take your average household fire and burn the coal, you'll end up with lots of carbon monoxide and you'll end up with soot. Now, if we keep reducing the oxygen to coal ratio, then we find that we also form PAHs, which we'll see in subsequent lectures, of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and these things are carcinogenic. And the other trick with coal is that in the formula we've got S2.1. That S is typically coming from small amounts of pyritic material that is present, also just some straight organic sulfur compounds that are present in the coal. Now, if we take the sulfur component and burn it in oxygen, we form sulfur dioxide, just as in first year. And that sulfur dioxide then reacts, because in London they have lots of smog, to form a sulfuric acid aerosol. The result then, our London smog, is large quantities of primary pollutants, our soot, and smaller amounts, but nasty amounts, of sulfuric acid aerosol and polycyclic aromatic